Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, as we take a look at this grain market right now, we're higher overnight. We pulled back a little bit, but we've started to put some of those numbers back on here. We filled a few chart gaps, it looked like. What are you seeing overall in this grain market that's trading a weather market?
Yeah, this is a year when we have obviously we've set a lot of money in the marketplace to respond to the signals, both technically and fundamentally in the market. And with expanded position limits, so they got bigger positions, more money behind it, and they're trying to discern what's, you know, the direction to go. You put that in an environment where we have strong demand driven by China, but also a lot of non-China demand as well. A short crop in Brazil, which USDA is expected to confirm again later this week in its monthly WASDE report on Thursday, and some weather risks for the United States. The significance of those weather risks are what's still in question. There's some very threatening heat across much of the northern half of the country, along with dryness, but it's also early in the growing season. And the old mantra in the markets is July is what makes the corn crop and August the soybean crop. I would suggest that this year maybe the threats are a little bit higher for the crop because it doesn't have the subsoil moisture to really be able to establish the crop to handle some weather later this year. But nonetheless, it still is early. We go now after this all comes after we've seen a sharp break from previous highs. So the farmer is quicker to sell this rally. That sharp break really scared the farmer and what could happen in these markets to the downside if the rains do fall as we progress through the summer. So strong overnight gains. But once we open up today's desks, trading desks, farmer calls have been increasing the supply of selling orders, and that's pulled prices off of their highs, but we're still moving higher.
Arlen, Thursday's USDA report, I know a lot of folks are focusing on that. Brazil's corn production, that's going to be the one thing that folks are watching to see how much that is cut by USDA. Everyone thinks it's going to be cut. What are you seeing in regards to Thursday's report, kind of a preview as we look ahead?
Yeah, I think that's the big key. I do not expect corn or soybean acreage to change in this report. I do not expect its anticipated yields to change in this report. I think those will wait for the June 30th acreage report and for July crop report until we know a little bit more about how the growing season's starting to progress. So the key is going to be how aggressive is USDA get in cutting Brazil's corn crop. It's currently at 102 million metric tons, down from 109 million metric tons the previous month. Our Brazil team is down to 89.7 million metric tons. IHS Market, which is formerly Informa, is at 88 million metric tons. There are others that are higher than us. And so how aggressive will they be? And then how do they allocate that lost supply in the global balance sheet in the way of replacing it with wheat feeding or increasing demand for U.S. corn to be exported to those countries who would have bought from Brazil?
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe coming up this afternoon. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing joins us to go over the market trade here as we get into another trading week. You're listening to the Market Talk Midday Update. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.